Welcome to Maximum Impact, reaching you from the Citadel of Impact, Abuja, New Estate Baptist Church. We enjoin you to open your mind and connect with the Lord as we receive engrafted words. Get ready to be greatly blessed as we join His anointed servant, Pastor Abiodun Aribike.
We thank you. We bless your name. There's a song coming to my spirit. I'm not sure of the lyrics.
Metu makadio, Jehovah. Metu makadi, Eze, Eze pala. Me to my God, Isaac. Me to my God,
Heavenly Father, we ask for your touch. We ask for your touch. We ask for your touch. We ask for your hand. We ask for your moves. We ask that your hand will wrought wonders in the life of your people today. We ask. We ask. We ask. We ask. We ask. We ask for your thoughts. Andele makote kete keria.
Metu makadi. Eze kwalaka. Metu.
One more time.
Me to makadi, Jehovah. Me to makadi, Eze. Me to makadi, Jehovah. Can we take the last stanza of In Christ Alone? The last stanza. Once ago. No guilt in life, no fear in death. This is the power of Christ in me. From from life's first cry till final breath. Jesus commands my death to leave. No power of hell, no scheme of man can ever pluck me from his hand till he returns or calls me home. Here in the power of Christ I stand.
We thank you.
Second Kings 6:24. We thank you, Lord.
Thank you.
Can we welcome somebody by your side to church? Welcome somebody. I said welcome somebody. I didn't say shake, but I said welcome. If you want to shake, shake. If you want to... welcome. If you want to hug, hug. Just welcome somebody to church. We bless you. 2 Kings 6 from verse 24. Let's go on a journey of rescue and deliverance together. After Ben-Hadad, king of Syria, afterwards, Ben-Hadad, king of Syria, mustered his entire army and went up and besieged Samaria. And there was a great famine in Samaria as they besieged it until a donkey's head was sold for 80 shekels of silver. And the fourth part of a calf of dove's dung. Dove's dung, Abby. Now, dove's dung, the right. So the case became terrible that they were selling dove's dung for 5 shekels of silver. What they will use it for, I don't know. Maybe fuel. Now, as the king of Israel was passing by on the wall, a woman cried out to him, saying, "Help my lord, O king." And he said, "If the Lord will not help you, how shall I help you? From the threshing floor or from the winepress?" And the king asked her, "What is your trouble?" She answered, "This woman said to me, 'Give me your son, that we may eat him today, and we will eat my son tomorrow.' So we boiled my son and ate him. And on the next day, I said to her, 'Give your son that we may eat him.' But she has hidden her son." When the king heard the words of a woman, he tore his clothes. Now he was passing by on the wall, and the people looked, and behold, he had sackcloth beneath on his body. And he said, "May God do so to me, and more also, if the head of Elisha, the son of Shaphat, remains on his shoulders today." Elisha was sitting in his house, and elders were sitting with him. Now the king had dispatched a man from his presence. But before the messenger arrived, Elisha said to the elders, "Do you see how this murderer has sent to take off my head? Look, when the messenger comes, shut the door and hold the door fast against him. Is not the sound of his master's feet behind him?" Wow, the power of the prophetic. And while he was still speaking with them, the messenger came down to him and said, "This trouble is from the Lord. Why should I wait for the Lord any longer?" Continue. "But Elisha said," I want us to read it together. Let's go. "But Elisha said, Hear the word of the Lord. Thus says the Lord. Tomorrow, about this time, a seer of fine flour shall be sold for a shekel, and two seers of barley for a shekel at the gate of Samaria. Verse 2. Then the captain on whose hand the king leaned said to the man of God, if the Lord himself should make windows in heaven, would this thing be? But he said, you shall see it with your own eyes, but you shall not eat with him. Today, you will hear the prophetic word. You will see with your own eyes, and you shall experience it also. In the name of Jesus, I want us to break siege in the life of people. There was siege in Israel, according to the story we read. What is a siege? In those days, when cities, countries, or towns were growing bigger, it is easier for anybody to enter a city or a town and attack the city and the town. So before you know it, they started thinking and said, why would we allow this to happen? Okay, now let's build walls around cities. Just like your house, when you are not at home and it doesn't have a fence, people can enter, come to the house anywhere. So that is why we build fences also. So cities build fences around them. If you go to Kano, you will still see the Kano wall. Benin has a wall. Ogbomosho had a wall. All the great towns of those days had walls around them. In fact, the wall of Babylon is thicker than this altar. In fact, they do horse racing on the walls of Babylon. And it can take up to 6 chariots while they are doing horse racing. The wall was as thick as that. So when an enemy wants to come and fight over a city, and he comes and see that there is war around, he can't enter the wall to attack the city. So they now devise a strategy. Shebi, you don't fence yourself in. Okay, you get food for house. You get water for house. If we besiege your city, if we surround the wall, your food will soon finish. Your water will soon finish. Your medicine will soon finish. And then you will beg us to surrender to us. Do we understand what I'm talking about? What is a siege? A siege is a military operation in which the enemy forces surrounds a town or building, cutting off essential supplies with the aim of compelling those inside to surrender. So when a man thinks he has a wall of defense around him, the enemy comes and surrounds the walls of defense, and they take their time. They make sure the person does not go up. They make sure he does not come in. What is a siege? So in doing a siege, what they do is just to bring a barricade. By barricade, they cut out the entrance. They cut out the exit. When the enemy puts us on a siege, nothing flows into our life. Nothing flows out of our life. When men want to help us, they can't come to help us, because between us and help is an army surrounding and preventing anything from coming in. The purpose of a siege is to surround and isolate you. That is why when you are a loner, you are besieging yourself. Don't isolate yourself. Don't be a loner. Don't be in an environment where they pay security. Your house alone, you say you are not paying. I read in the papers, I had a colleague that was staying in an estate with most of my colleagues. Security fee, he will not pay. Water, he will not pay. Whatever, he will not pay. And he was staying there. So one day, I saw something in his paper, which I showed you. It was in his paper, but I showed him. What was it? There was a man just like him in an estate like that. Everybody abandoned. Do you know, the man was sick. He died. 2 weeks later was when they discovered he was dead. He isolated his life. See, the purpose of a siege is to isolate you from help, to isolate you from everybody so that the enemy can come in and attack you. So when they surrender first, no nation comes, no country comes. He is on his own. And at the right time, they come in and they attack. I beg you, this is something else. I beg you. You can't live life alone. You are growing old. You are fighting everybody. Soon, they will abandon you in your old age. You are young. You are fighting everybody. Who will you call for help? Don't besiege yourself. Are we here? Hello, are we here? Everybody will need help one time or the other. Sister Lagbaja was sick. They were contributing 100 naira, 50 naira. You were there. You did not contribute 1 naira. When you are now sick, you are expecting people to contribute. You know they work like that, though. You know they work. In fact, Nigeria now, everybody, eye don't open. Now do me, I do you, people they do now. You contribute, you come. In fact, people that do not know that you are not involved in other people's life, even when they need to contribute, some people tell they don't contribute. In fact, at the time you have a problem, nobody has money to contribute. Why? You never sold into people's life. Are we in church? Are we in church? That's a distraction. What is a siege? So in a siege, they cut off water. They cut off food. They cut off supplies. They cut off communication. They cut off transportation. And they cut off help. In a siege, there is no free movement from within or without. In a siege, the city is starved of every essential. In a siege, when there is a siege, when good thing is coming, they say, go, 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 go. Leave, leave here. Because they have surrendered the fence of the house. They have surrendered that particular life. The enemy has surrendered. And the enemy is saying, oh, what are you bringing? No, go back. You want to go out? You can't go out. And nothing good comes in. We come by the anointing this evening. And we ask that any siege, any life under siege, let the siege be broken today. In the name of Jesus. Let the siege be broken today. In the name of Jesus. Let the siege be broken today. In the name of Jesus. A siege is a ban. Is an embargo. Is a restriction. Is a prohibition. Is a restraint. Imposed on a person, a family, a community, a business, a career, a ministry, a finance, a spiritual life. A siege, a person can be besieged, or different areas of a person can be besieged, or an area in a person's life can be besieged. You can see some people, they are doing very well in everywhere. There is no marriage. That particular part of the life, I've been busy. You see some people working hard everywhere. But no matter how he work, he has no money. That area has been busy. That's an area. But he's doing well everywhere. But there are some people, all their life are under a siege. And that is why God sent me here today. So that there will be a rescue from every siege for everybody in the name of Jesus. You know, when last did you go to Kaduna? Huh? Why didn't you go? There is a siege. Do you understand what I'm talking about? There is, COVID-19, was in March 2020? March. End of March. What happened? Were you going out? What was that? That's a siege. A siege is a lockdown. A siege is a shutdown. A siege is a knockdown. A siege is a prolonged period of trouble from the enemy. A siege is a prolonged and persistent warfare to overwhelm and overcome the enemy. That is a siege. And any era, a siege can be spiritual, it can be physical, it can be mental, it can be medical, it can be environmental, it can be astral. That is is it. But did you remember the story? When there is a siege, people throw caution to the wind. Look at that, what happened there. You know, if you look at that story, you say, but you remember, that story did not say two men. What do you think it would take a woman for them to agree and say, eat my son, I eat your son? If it's a man, just say men are, but women, a woman, two women came together. When there is a siege, there are calamities, there are tragedies. In fact, if you are not strong, you will deny God. When there is a siege, your faith will be shaky. Can I quickly warn you? Learn from what the king said. When there is a siege, no human being can help you. I want to tell you that. When there is a satanic siege, don't look for help where there is no help. They even went to the king. He couldn't help him. The king said, how can I help you? Is it from the treasury floor or the wine press? When there is a siege, don't look for man. Men can't help you. It is a man that is stronger than the enemy besieging you that can help you. Have you not seen an armed robber attack? And they call people. Call. And people want to mobilize to come. When they were coming, they saw the guns the armed robbers were carrying. What did they do? Everybody ran. In fact, they ran away from their houses. They ran away from the area totally. It is only the person stronger that the enemy besieging that can help you during a siege. If a man is under siege and is playing politics, I will go and meet my uncle. Instead of praying after service, he looks for the person with the best car and says, sir, I am looking for a job. This is my CV. They will collect all the CV. But a siege will never make you get a job. It is not in the giving the CV. It is that you are surrounded by an enemy that is stronger than you, and it will only take God. Not man. So a man under siege is saying, they are not helping me in that church. My uncle is not helping me. They can't help you. Because they are helpless against the army besieging. Are you in church, sir? Ma, are you here? I'm taking time to explain so that we can pray when we get to the time of prayer. When there is a siege, let me give an example. 1 Kings 20. Let's look at 1 to 4. Look at what happened when they see. 1 Kings 20. 1 Kings 20, 1 to 4. Look at this man again. Is it Ben-Hadad, Abi? Ben-Hadad. Pharaoh. Herod. They are tied to. It's like Shaun of Kuma. It's like Oba of Benin. It's like Oba of Benin, Oba of Lagos, Oni of Ife. That's not the name of a king. That's the title. That's how you keep seeing them. It does not necessarily mean the same person. Do you understand what I'm saying? Hello, do you understand? Okay. Ben-Hadad, the king of Syria, gathered all his army together. How many kings? 32 kings were with him, and horses and chariots. And he went up and closed it on Samaria and fought against it. One nation, Samaria. 32 kings came against him. Look at what he did. And he sent messengers into the city to Ahab, king of Israel, and said to him, oh yeah, let's look at thus. Thus says Ben-Hadad, your silver and your gold are mine. Your best wife and children also are mine. And the king answered, as you say, my lord, O king, I am yours and all that are. The one besieging takes anything he wants from you at any time, and you can do nothing about it. So they came to another guy and said, your wives belong to me. Your silver belong to me. Your gold belong to me. The man said, as you want it, so easy. The enemy, when you're under it, the enemy comes, takes something, go, take another, go, takes the order, go, does anything. If you don't understand the strategy of prayer, it will be as if God doesn't answer prayer. Just come, pick this one, go, pick that one, go. You are praying, worse things are happening. You are praying, worse things are happening. You are praying, worse and worse things are happening. That is a seed. When there is a seed, listen to me, there are starvation, famine, deprivation, poverty. When there is seed, inflation, recession, economic downturn, economic sanctions and embargoes. When there is seed, oh, this one is there everywhere. Sickness, disease, pestilence, affliction. When there is seed, stagnation, desolation, barrenness. When there is seed, lack, scarcity, drought, losses. When there is seed, frustration, confusion, fear. When there is seed, oppression, suffering, pain, discomfort. When there is seed, dryness, emptiness, depth. When there is seed, men do anything for survival. When there is seed, necessities and essential things are cut off. What you desire most, you don't touch them when there is a seed. When there is seed, we are cut off from the bread of the word of God. You are cut off from the water of the Holy Spirit. You are cut off from the community of believers. When there is seed, good things are prevented and diverted from you. When there is a seed, the waster is at work. When there is seed, there is delay. When there is seed, there is a lack of provision. When there is a seed, no opportunities or limited opportunities. No fresh opportunities. No new openings. When there is a seed, there is collective captivity and bondage. When there is seed, no entrance of a good thing. And there is a blockade against good things. When there is seed, there are difficulties all around. When there is seed, there is bad news. Bad news galore. Bad news from here. Bad news there. But have you not seen? I've worked with a man before. When I first joined the bank. And almost every month, he is going home for burial. There was a day I looked at and said, Mr. Clement, this wonder every month you travel home for burial. My this die. My dad die. My this die. Huh? Think about it, sir. Bad news, bad news, all around, all around. And he is borrowing money to solve this one, to solve that one, to solve the other one, and nothing. Since when there is a seed, he doesn't use his brain. He will be working for somebody. The person will make him money off him. He will not want to do it because he's under seed. He can't see. He's a bundle of wealth. But he will not do it for himself. He's doing it for others and making them rich. That is a seed. When there is a siege, I think we should pray. See, look at it. When there is a siege, outside there is surplus, inside scarcity. So all around you, when the person is under siege, he will come to church, he will hear everybody sharing testimony, people changing cars, but he will be in that same church, nothing is happening to him, his life is under a siege. Everybody's life will be transformed. But only him, only him, only him. Outside, surplus. Inside with him, scarcity. Outside, freedom. Inside with him, bondage. Outside, life. Inside with him, death. Outside, joy, party, celebration. Inside, sorrow, money. Outside, peace. Inside him and in his house, turbulence and confusion. Outside, prosperity. Inside him, poverty. Outside, on the inside, unemployment, inside, inside, lack of opportunity, outside, surplus opportunities, inside, failure, outside, success, inside, depth, outside, wealth, inside, dryness, outside, freshness, inside, misfortune, outside, favor. Then he becomes philosophical. What's gonna be, gonna be? What's going up must come down. We know this, what goes up must come down. Say, Sarah, Sarah. Whatever will be, will be. He becomes philosophical. He gives excuses for the bad things happening to him. His life is under his seat. We come today by grace. We come by the anointing. And we decree every siege broken today in the name of Jesus. Every siege on your life, let them be broken today in the name of Jesus. I said it before, let me remind you. When there is siege, help does not come from abroad. Help comes from above. Help does not come from outside. Help comes from above. Can I hear you say? Can I say, I will lift up my eyes to the hills? Say, from where comes my help? My help comes from the Lord who makes heaven and earth. Lift your right hand and say, today, my Lord and my God, arise for my help. I look up unto you. You are my only help. Arise. Arise, arise, arise. You are my only help. Arise for my help. Arise, arise, arise. Arise, 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 arise. Arise, arise, arise. Arise for my help. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Have your seat. Just get ready to pray. Just get ready to pray. Get ready to pray. Help me tell somebody, say, get ready to pray. Tell another person, get ready to pray. We believe God for his deliverance in your life today. Please, let me reiterate. Don't seek for help in Egypt when there is a siege. Isaiah 31. Isaiah 31, 1 to 5. I want us to read together. 1, 2, go. Woe to those who go down to Egypt for help and rely on horses who trust in chariots because they are many and in the horsemen because they are very strong. But do not look to the Holy One of Israel or consult the Lord. This is a major weakness of Nigerians. When there are issues, we look for around to help first. We are going to verse 5. Let's go verse 2. Look at it. The Egyptians are... Okay, and yet he is wise and brings disaster. He does not call back his words, but will arise against the house of individuals and against the helpers of those who walk iniquity. Verse 3. Let's go. The Egyptians are men and not God, and their horses are flesh and not spirit. When the Lord stretches his arm, the helper will stumble, and he who is helped will fall, and they will all perish together. When there is a siege and you look for man for help, it's because I want us to pray. I don't really teach more. I will have shown you Nebuchadnezzar's siege against Israel. How they called for Egypt to come and help them. And what happened? When there is a siege, don't call Egypt. Look up to God. He's the only one that can help you. The Egyptians are men. And you remember what he said? He's see on the screen. The one that is going to help and the one that asks for help, all of them will perish together during the siege. We thank you, Lord. Thank you for your moves. We bless you. In the name of Jesus. Verse 4 and 5. Verse 4 and 5. See after. Let's continue. For thus says the Lord, for thus the Lord said to me, as a lion or a lion grows over his knee, and when a band of shepherds is called out against him, he is not terrified by their shouting or daunted at their noise. So the Lord of hosts will come down to fight on, where are you? You are in Mount Zion. Fight on Mount Zion and on his wheel, like bears over it. So the Lord of hosts will protect Jerusalem. He will protect and deliver it. He will spare and do what? And rescue it. When we look up unto him. How do we break the siege? Prayer and fasting, sir. What did I say? Number one,
Hello, number one. Prayer and fasting. Number two, the siege is broken by the prophetic word. 2 Samuel 7:1. He came and said, by this time tomorrow. By this time. It was a prophetic word. It didn't make sense. And there were many prophetic words from the altar today to break every siege in your life. How do we break the siege? Divine intervention. Micah 2:13. The breaker has gone ahead of them. So the Lord himself come to intervene as a breaker and break the siege. How do we break the siege? High praise unto the Lord. The walls of Jericho all came crumbling when they gave high praise unto the Lord and make a shout. How do we break the siege? Angelic help. That's in 2 Kings 19:32-35. Lord, we thank you. We bless your name. We glorify you. Let me not say much now. Let us just pray. Lift your hands to him. I say, today, help me. 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 Say, oh Lord, today, arise from my help. Arise from my help. Oh Lord, today, arise from my help. Arise. Arise from my help. Arise. 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 Oh Lord, today, arise from my help. Arise, 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 arise from my help. Oh Lord, today, arise, 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 arise from my help. Arise, 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 arise. Lift your two hands and say, today, I am available. Oh Lord, I am available. I am available for your help. 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 In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. And as you know by now, you know you should be on your feet to pray. Lift your right hand up. Let's pray together. Say, oh God, arise. I can't say, oh God, arise. Say, destroy every strategic satanic siege laid against my life. Oh God, arise, arise. Arise, arise. Arise, arise. Arise and destroy every strategic satanic siege against my life. Arise, 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 arise. Every strategic satanic siege against my life. Oh Lord, arise, 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 arise. Break, 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 break. Arise by your mercy. Oh Lord, arise by your mercy. Break every strategic satanic siege laid against my life. Arise, arise. Oh Lord, arise. Arise, arise, arise. Arise, arise, arise. Arise, arise. Arise, arise. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. There is something they call house arrest. It's an advanced form of prison. Many people under house arrest, they feel they are not in prison. And there are different kind of house arrest. If the house where they do house arrest for a person no get fence, they will not allow you to leave the house. If he gets fence, they will put some soldiers outside so you can walk around. Depending on the size of your fence, there is a house in Kano that I know is big. It has a big mosque in that estate belonging to one person. If a person is besieged in the house, he can move around very well. He will not think he's under a siege. Let me give you another example. The best example I use, if you have a dog and you have a short chain and you tie the dog to this chain, short one, it can't move. That dog knows he's under chain. If you get another dog, give him a long chain that can get to that dog. Tie him. The dog with a long chain will be making fun of this one that I look at you. As for me, I can move around. But he's still on that chain. Are you here? Hello, are you here? There are many people under a siege that they don't know. Because they compare themselves with others. Lift your two hands up and say, oh Lord, if I'm under any siege, arise and deliver me. Say, oh Lord my God, if I am under any siege,
Arise, 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 arise and deliver me. Say after me, say every wall of limitation erected against my destiny. Crumble, 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 crumble. Every wall of limitation erected against my destiny. Crumble, crumble, crumble. Crumble, crumble. Every wall of containment erected against my life. Crumble, crumble, crumble. Every wall of limitation. Crumble, crumble. Crumble, crumble. Crumble, crumble. Crumble, crumble. Every siege of sickness. Crumble, crumble. Every siege of unemployment. Crumble, crumble. Every siege against my finances. Crumble, crumble, crumble. Every seed against my fruitfulness, against my going forth. Crumble, crumble. Let the seed 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 crumble. Every barricade, every wall of containment, break, 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 break. Crumble, 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 break. Let them crumble in the name of Jesus. Every invisible wall of stagnation around my life, crumble, crumble. Can I hear you pray? Every invisible wall of stagnation around my life, crumble, 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 crumble. Every invisible wall of stagnation around my life, crumble, crumble, crumble. Crumble in the name of Jesus. Every invisible lie drawn around me, preventing favor, preventing help from locating me, be destroyed, be erased, be destroyed, be erased, be destroyed, be erased. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. We have not started. We have take a deep breath. Okay, let me give you an example. Ezekiel 4. Let's check Ezekiel 4. 1, 2, 3. Let me tell you how a siege can be done spiritually. Ezekiel 4. Look at this. God giving an instruction. And you, son of man, take a brick, lay it before you, engrave on it a city. Even Jerusalem. Do you understand what he said? He said, take like a slate, put it before you, engrave on it, draw on it what? Draw what on it? Jerusalem. Are we in church? I need to explain. Okay, look at verse 2. And put siege wall. When you draw it, the way they put caterpillar, they put bulldozer, they put wall of siege around it. Draw a wall of siege around it, against it, and cast a mold against it, set camp also against it, and plant battery rams against it all around. If you don't understand spiritual things, you will suffer. Now God tell them, carry. God wanted to deal with Jerusalem. He called the prophet, draw Jerusalem, put things around it. Look at verse 3. Look at verse 3. And you, take an iron griddle, and place it as an iron wall between you and the city, and set your face towards it, and let it be in a state of siege, and press a siege against it. This is a sign for the house of Israel. Verse 4. Then lie on your left side, and place the punishment of the house of Israel upon it. It was not there, it was drawing. That is how the enemy put a siege. They can take something and represent you with it and begin to speak against it. When they hit the head, your head goes. Are you here? Are you here? You don't understand, Abby. I come by grace and I pray for you, brother. Every siege against your life, they are terminated in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. At the top of your voice, say, any power placing a siege upon my life, the Lord destroy you. In the name of Jesus, the Lord destroy you. Any power, any power, any evil priest, anywhere, placing a siege upon my life, the Lord destroy you, placing a siege upon my family, upon my career, upon my work, upon my employment, the Lord rebuke you, the Lord destroy 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 you. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Stretch your two hands here. Anyone waking up at midnight and midday, calling your name for evil, and placing a siege upon your life, let the thunder of the Lord destroy them. In the name of Jesus. You did not get it. Mandelebo kuriaka. Agata kariakada. By the thunder of the Lord, let the seed scatter. Let the seed scatter. Let the seed scatter. Let the seed scatter. In the name of Jesus. Some of you go to the bank tomorrow, ask them to give you one year statement of account. Check it. Look at the credit side and total the money that entered your account. You'll be shocked. Your life is under a siege. Sometimes the siege does not prevent money from coming. It prevents you from knowing how the money lives. We come every financial siege under which anybody is laboring. Let the Lord arise and scatter that siege. Let the Lord arise and scatter that siege. In the name of Jesus. When there is a financial siege, you trust the wrong people. The people that will do you, you give your money to them. In fact, you will not listen to anybody. You say, no, that is a person I trust. That is a person that can do it until you have nothing left. And you can't go back because of shame. I pray for you. Any seat against your finances, let the seat scatter. Let the seat scatter. Let the seat scatter. In the name of Jesus. Breathe in, breathe out. Let's take this prayer. Say, every siege around me, from the air, from the earth, from the forest, from the waters, from the heavens, from the graveyard, crumble, crumble, any siege against me, from the air, from the heavens, from the waters, from the graveyard, from any shrine, from any altar, crumble, 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 let the siege crumble, 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 crumble. Crumble, crumble, crumble. Can I hear you pray for yourself? Crumble, crumble, crumble. Let the seeds crumble. Let the seeds crumble. Let the seeds crumble. Can I hear you pray for yourself? Let the seeds crumble, crumble. Crumble, crumble. Crumble, crumble. Crumble, crumble. Crumble, crumble. Crumble, crumble. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Every certificate under a siege. You know what we do? Let's sit around and two hands up. Let's pray. Let's pray together. Say, every certificate belonging to any member of this church under a siege, let the siege be broken. Be broken, be broken. Any certificate of any member of this church under a siege, the siege is broken. Be broken, be broken. Be broken, be broken. Be broken, be broken. Be broken, be broken. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Let's pray against any certificate of any member of this church that is under a siege, any letter of employment of any member of this church that is under a siege, be broken, be broken. 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 In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. We'll take it for the last time. If you perceive that your certificate is under, if you lift your two hands up as we pray this next prayer. Adaga Anana Magada.
Yashanta lebo shita. Eyamale mohe lebo kuria. Ayakatalaba karia. Erete lebo. Your security is released from that siege. It's released from the hand of darkness. It's released from the waters. It's released from that shrine. It's released from that evil water. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Your letter of employment is released. In the name of Jesus. Your letter of employment is released. That letter of contract is released. That letter of promotion is released. In the name of Jesus. That letter you're waiting for is released. Your visa is released. Your visa is released. Your visa is released. In the name of Jesus. Rabake teke riagada. Alike riagada. In the name of Jesus. Can we pray again? Say, every siege around my life, break. Are you here? Anikeri agadadadama kalimo kuliyama. Our time is fast, man. So you will be filling the gap. Every siege around my health, break. Every siege around my children, break. Can I hear your prayer? Every siege around my life, break in the name of Jesus. Break, 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 break. Break, break, break. Break, 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 break. Break, 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 break. Break, 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 break. Let the siege break. Break, break, break. Break, break, break. Let the siege break. Break, 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 break. Break, 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 break. In the name of Jesus. Break, break. Break! 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 I can hear you! Break in the name of Jesus! Break! 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 In the name of Jesus! Break! Let the seat break! Mighty name, we have prayed. Please change your gear. Change your gear. Change your gear. I need high prayer. Can I hear pray? Say, siege of failure, break. Siege of non-achievement, break. In the name of Jesus, are you here? Maybe I should shout failure. You now say, siege of failure, break. In the name of Jesus. Are we ready? Failure. Barrenness, stagnation, non-achievement, losses, unemployment, unfruitfulness. Can I say break, 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 break. Let the siege break! 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 Siege break! Every siege in my life! Break! Break! Siege around my marriage! Siege around my wedding! Break! 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 Break, 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 break. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. Let's attack the number one reason for sieges in Africa, witchcraft. Witchcraft. Lift your right hand up. Pray angrily. Pray angrily. Say, every witchcraft siege. I didn't hear you. Are you in church? Are you sure you are in church? Every witchcraft siege against my progress, against my lifting, against my increase. Break, 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 break. Break, 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 break. Every witchcraft siege against my progress, against my lifting, against my increase. Break, 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 break. Break, 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 break. Break, 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 break. Break, 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 break. Every witchcraft siege against my career, my promotion, my employment, my ministry, against the citadel of Ephah. Break, 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 break. 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 Witchcraft siege. Break, 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 break. Break, break, break. In the name of Jesus. Break, 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 break. In the name of Jesus. Break, break, break. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Let's take it higher. Say after me. Say, witchcraft siege, marine siege, astral siege, occultic siege, serpentine siege. Let's go. Witchcraft siege, marine siege, astral siege, occultic siege, serpentine siege. Let's go. Witchcraft siege, marine siege, astral siege, occultic siege, serpentine siege. Against my progress, against my lifting, against my increase. Break, 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 break. Can I hear you pray? Break in the name of Jesus. Break, 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 break. Break, 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 break. Let them break, break, break. Witchcraft siege, marine siege, astral siege, occultic siege, serpentine siege. Break, 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 break. Break, break, break. Break, 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 break. Break, 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 break. Break, break. Can I hear you shout? Break. Which house is break? Marine siege, break. Hashtag siege, break. Occultic siege, break. Serpentine siege, break. Break, 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 break. Break, 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 break. Break, 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 break. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. The devil is a liar. I'm going to raise a prayer. You are going to shout amen 7 times. When I read that prayer and I say in the name of Jesus, let your amen resound 7 times. Are you here? Any siege at any place of work, at any marketplace, any siege mounted against any member of this church, against their career, against their increase, against their employment, let the siege break in the name of Jesus. 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Listen to me. Any siege from your father's house, from your mother's house, from your hometown, from your place of work, from your neighborhood, let them break in the name of Jesus. 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Anyone you have wronged in the past that laid a siege against you, we come by grace, by mercy, and the anointing, and we say, let that siege break in the name of Jesus. 2, 3,
four, five, six, seven. Every stitch plays upon your life using a cola nut, using a bitter cola, using alligator pepper, using libation, using palm oil, using cowries, using sacrifice. Let them break by fire. Number two, three, four, five, six, seven.
We thank you. We thank you. We thank you. Psalm 118, 10 to 12. Let's put a little bit action. Psalm 118, 10 to 12. This one, New King James. This is one of my favorite prayers when it comes to siege. Are we in church? Oh yeah, let's read together. All nations surround me. But in the name of the Lord, I will teach you. Are you in church? Are you sure you are praying? Can I say in the name of Jesus? Let's go. All nations. But in the name of the Lord, I will destroy them. They surround me. Yes, they surround me. But in the name of the Lord, I will destroy them. They surround me like bees. They were quenched like the fire of the tongue. For in the name of the Lord, in the name of Jesus, all nations surround me. But in the name of the Lord, I destroy them. They surround me. Yes, they surround me like bees. Can I pray for that in the name of the Lord? Labakata kata, ebeke teke teke, rabakari kata, ebeke teke te, rabakari kata, ereke teke te, maria kata. Yakata kana makata, mayakata kada ba, erya kata da maka, ayakata la maka, ayakata da da da, ereke teke te. Adataka, 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 adataka. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. Zechariah 9:11. We are breaking out. We are breaking out. We are breaking out. Labaki riboko riyama gadagada. Ijetekete. Zechariah 9:11. Ayagadaka riboko riyagadada. Eleke riyagada. Matakada. Etelemoko riyagada. Ekete riboko kete keke ariakata la maka ariaka edebe boko ria. Anyone that refuses to let you go, let them be buried suddenly. In the name of Jesus. Can we read it together? Let's go. As for you, let's go. As for you, because of the blood of the covenant, I will set your prisoners free from the waterless. You know, when there is a sea, there is no water. Where they are was like a pit. Dryness, no opportunities. Limited opportunities, nothing working. But by the blood, they will be delivered. Say, by the blood of Jesus. Siege, break. Are you here? Say, by the blood of Jesus. Siege, break. Put your hand on your head. Say, by the blood of Jesus. Satanic siege. Demonic siege. Break, 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 break. Break by the blood of Jesus. Break, 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 break. Break, 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 break. Every siege against my life by the blood of Jesus. Break. Break, 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 break. By the blood. Break, break, break. Break, 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 break. By the blood. Break, break, break. Let the siege break by the blood. Break, 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 break. Break, 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 break. Break, 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 break. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. Breathe in, breathe out. You are trying. You are trying. We are almost there. Say by the blood of Jesus, I break through and break out of every siege. I can hear you. Say by the blood of Jesus, I break through and break out of every siege. I can hear your voice. Can I hear? By the blood of Jesus, I break through and break out of every siege. In the name of Jesus, break through, break out, break through, break out. By the blood of Jesus. I pray to, I break out of every seat by the blood of Jesus. I pray to, I break out of every seat by the blood of Jesus. I pray to, I break out. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Are you seeing, church? So when there is a seat, the Lord rains hailstones, thunder, lightning from heaven. Because your help is only from above. Samuel sacrificed, the Lord answered with thunder and hail. Are we here? Therefore, from heaven, let hailstones be released against every of your siege. In the name of Jesus, by hailstone from heaven, let that siege crumble. In the name of Jesus, I can't feel your amen. By fire, by lightning, by hailstone, by thunder. Let the seed be broken in your destiny. Let the seed be broken in your life. Let the seed be broken in your career. Let the seed be broken in your employment. In the name of Jesus. We thank you. We are going to use the whirlwind of the Lord. The whirlwind will blow. It will blow, and carry the seed away. Have you seen a whirlwind blow before? It will turn. It will uproot a tree. I've seen whirlwind carry a roof from a house, take it away, and carry a roof from the next house and drop it on the one he took away. Are you ready? Don't joke with this prayer. Let the stretch forth your hand here. Let the whirlwind of the Lord visit every siege laid against your life and destiny. In the name of Jesus. Just close your eyes. I'll pray that prayer for you three times. You will say amen and close your eyes. Just close. In the name of Mangandaga. Rabaga Riagada Dadabaka Riagade. Eketeke Riagada. Maya Kataka Riagada. Wherever the siege is, let the whirlwind of the Lord. Wherever the source is, wherever the foundation is, wherever it is, whatever the siege is doing, let the whirlwind of the Lord arise, visit that siege, and destroy them. In the name of Jesus, let the whirlwind of the Lord take a journey now. Go to the deepest part of your life. Anywhere there is a siege, let the whirlwind of the Lord uproot them. In the name of Jesus, we ask Agatele Bogoria Gada, Makatata Ribogoria, Ezeteteria Gada, the Lord that raised the whirlwind, Ariatatalana, Eberete Rededebo, Mazatakaria. Let the whirlwind of the Lord visit your village, visit your father's house, visit your mother's house, visit where you stay now. Visit the marketplace. Visit your place of business. Let the whirlwind remove every siege against you now. In the name of Jesus. Second Kings 19:32-35. The testimonies are uncountable. They are uncountable. Can we all read it? Therefore, thus says the Lord concerning the king. If you read from verse 1, you talk about the king of Assyria laid a siege against Hezekiah. Okay, let's read. Therefore, thus said the Lord, concerning the king, any strong man, whatever their name is, that is laying a siege over you, let the arrow of the Lord locate their heads. In the name of Jesus. Let's continue. He shall not come. I didn't hear you. Read, let me hear you. I hope I'm not blocking you. If I'm blocking you, then that's the promise of God for your life. No more siege. Look at it. Let's read together. He shall not lift your right hand up, make it come out. Let's go. He shall nor shoot an arrow there, nor come before it with shield, nor build a siege more. Are we still here? Whoever rises against this word in your life, let the thunder of the Lord bury them. In the name of Jesus. Let's continue reading verse 33. Let's go. By the way that he came, by the same way he shall return. And he shall not come into this city, says the Lord. And let's go. For I will defend this city to save thee for my own sake and for my servant David's sake. Are we here? Look at verse 35. Oh yeah. Let's go. Hello. So they came, more than 185,000 of them came to besiege, including Enitokon at Enitokon, including the person that knows the reason and doesn't know the reason. The person that is involved is not involved. They say, just say, and we don't like it. I say, let's go. In own 2 months, they gathered together. But an angel rose. After the prophetic word came, there was a prophetic word. Said, they shall not enter. They shall not shoot an arrow. They shall not be city. And the angels arose. I want you to know that the angels are... Look at the screen. Look at the screen. Read the first line. Let me hear. What is the date of that night? 20th April. Before 12 midnight. Let the angels of the Lord arise with the sword. Let them destroy the siege. Let them cut off the siege. In the name of Jesus. Let them destroy the enemy. Let them set you free. In the name of Jesus. Say this night. Can I say this night? I think I say this night. Say angels of God, arise. This is the curse of my enemy. Destroy them. Wreck them. Destroy them. Wreck them. Destroy them. Punish them. Wreck them. Destroy them. Wreck them. Destroy them. Wreck them. Wreck them and destroy. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. Anyone staying with you that is laying a siege against you, let the fire of the Lord destroy them. Let the fire of the Lord disgrace them. Anyone eating your food, drinking your water, spending your money that is laying a siege on you, let fire destroy them. Let fire disgrace them. Let fire uproot them. In the name of Jesus, we thank you. Psalm 18:29. Let's go. Let's read together. For by you, I run against the troop. By my God, I can live. Can I read? Let's go for by. I run against the truth. And by you. Lift your hands. Say, oh Lord. By your power. Say, by your power. I run against the truth. By your power. I leap over the wall. In the name of Jesus. The siege is broken. 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 In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. Lift your right hand up. Say, hear, O heavens. Hear, O earth. The siege is broken. Are you here? You are going to be doing some things. You will mention your hometown. You will mention your family house. You will mention the places. Hear, O heaven. Hear, O earth. Hear, O Gomanjo. Hear, Nigeria. The siege is broken. Are you ready? Lift your right hand. Can you make that decree? Proclaim. Let me hear. Say, yeah, heaven. Yeah. The siege is broken. Feeling the gap. 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 Yeah, 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 yeah. Yeah, the word of the Lord. The siege is broken. Waters. Yeah, the word of the Lord. My certificate. My womb. My wedding, my business, my career. Yeah, the word of the Lord. The siege is broken. TCI, New S.A. Baptist Church, say, yeah, the word of the Lord. The siege is broken. Yeah, the word of the Lord. The siege is broken. Yeah, the word of the Lord. The siege is broken. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Are you sure the siege is broken? You have to... Okay, they call this swag. You need to pray with swag now. The siege is broken. New opportunities. Things that have been denied you, you'll be calling them forth. Hello, are you ready? Be the prophet of your destiny. Lift your two hands up. Say, the siege is broken. The siege is over. Fill in the gap. New opportunities. New opportunities. New promotions. New businesses. New customers. New jobs. New jobs. Increase. Progress. The siege is broken. Increase. Progress. Promotion. The siege is broken. Increase, progress, promotion, liftings. The seed is broken. Health, 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 life. Pray, 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 pray. In the name of Jesus, in Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. Supernatural enlargement. The siege is broken. Supernatural connection. The siege is broken. Supernatural increase. The siege is broken. Do you understand? That's how I want you to pray. Nothing in the natural dimensions. In the supernatural dimensions. Are you here? Do you know you can get a job on a Sunday? Do you know that? Our brother came from Port Harcourt, was staying with his brother in the ocean. He came to church one day when we were he was called from Canada. He was called from Canada. Canada. And was asked to go back to Port Harcourt. They are looking for him in Port Harcourt. On a Sunday morning, where is his brother, sir? On a Saturday, on a Sunday to go. He didn't have time to tell me goodbye. He got to Port Harcourt before calling me. He said, Pastor, after they called me from Canada, people were just harassing me with phone call from Port Harcourt. Where are you? Where are you? Where are you? We are waiting for you. Where are you? Where are you? Where are you? We are waiting for you. And he got that job on a Sunday. On a Sunday. On a Sunday. On a Sunday.
If the Lord did that today, let the Lord arrive and surprise you also. In the name of Jesus.
You'll be putting supernatural in front of it. Supernatural breakthrough. Supernatural lifting. The siege is broken. Supernatural connection. The siege is broken. Supernatural movement. The siege is broken. Supernatural.
Can I hear a prayer for yourself? Let's go. Supernatural. The siege is broken. The siege. Supernatural supplies. Supernatural resources. Supernatural open doors. Supernatural contact. Supernatural liftings. The siege is broken.
In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. I'm going to say some things. You'll be saying them after me. After we read, I'll just say, let's shout seven hallelujahs, and I leave this place. Can you say after me? Say, enough is enough. The limits are removed. Don't say it the way I'm saying it to at the top of your voice. I'm just conserving energy. You don't conserve your energy. Let me hear you say, enough is enough.
Enough is enough.
The limits are removed.
The walls are
falling.
The storms are silenced.
The drought has ended.
The siege is broken.
The battle is over.
The victory is won.
Enough is enough.
The limits are removed.
The walls are falling.
The storms are silenced.
The drought has ended.
The siege is broken.
The battle is over.
The victory is won.
Enough is enough.
The limits are removed.
The walls are falling.
The storms are silenced.
The drought has ended.
The siege is broken.
The battle is over.
The victory is won.
In the name of Jesus. Can we shout seven hallelujahs to the Lord?
Two. Three. Four.
I can't feel that hallelujah. It can include hallelujah, shout, jumping, whatever. Whatever. I hear that. We have set for three more to go. Hello. Are we ready?
Five. Six. Seven.
Thank you for sharing the moment with us. We hope you have been blessed. And we look forward to hearing from you. You can reach us via WhatsApp, SMS, or calls on 090-1137-1118. You can visit or worship with us at the Citadel of Impact, New Estate Baptist Church, behind Silver Mall, near Sakale Bus Stop, Buhari Expressway, Duse Alaji, Abuja. Or join us on Facebook and YouTube at NEBC Duse Abuja, on Instagram at TCI_Abuja, or MixLR audio channel at TCI-Abuja. Our worship time is 7:30 a.m., 9 a.m., and 10:30 a.m. on Sundays and on Wednesdays at 6 p.m. Till we come your way again, stay blessed and stay safe. Grace to you.